Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Today, we have another special guest coming to us all the way from my great state of Michigan. But before we get to him, let's go ahead and roll the intro. Get it? See what I did there? Roll the intro. Welcome to Wheelchair Wednesday. All right, y'all, it's all welcome, Mr. Joshua Neubador. What's up, my friend?
Yo, what's going on, buddy? Go blue, brother.
Go blue, man. How about these scandals surrounding our team, huh? That's pretty crazy,
Oh, my gosh, dude. I almost seen it coming, man. I don't know.
I did, too. I got to be honest. I seen it coming, too. As soon as that whole Jim Harbaugh thing and the calling plays thing, I'm like, oh, man. Like, something's going to happen. We're going to go down in a ball of fire somewhere.
Yeah, because he was attached to Harbaugh, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Now they're trying to say they're talking to each other and all this and that, and who knows?
Yeah, but it's still pretty unbelievable, you know?
It's a dirty business.
But it's your team, man.
Yeah, what happened to the team? To him, it was a side chick, man, and she screwed your whole life. Apparently, he didn't watch the Cat Williams and what's his name podcast where he was like, bro, he's like, these little women will take your life and shred it apart. And look what they did. Sure did. That was funny.
They do it, man. It's very simple for them, huh?
Some of them, apparently.
Yeah, man.
Welcome to the show, Josh. I know that technically you're filling in today. Appreciate you. Last minute, kind of, sort of getting in there. We've been wanting to get you in.
I mean, I've been, you know, I don't even know now. It's probably been a good year or two.
Right.
That I've been following you guys. Your cool videos and live videos, yeah, so.
Yeah, I tried to, man. The whole reason this started was... Well, you know, pretty much out of boredom, for one, but for two, when I was in the hospital, I looked at YouTube, man, try to find out, you know, advice.
What was going on,
and there wasn't that many people, so I was like, you know what, I'm going to start talking to as many people as I can and get their opinion on how they do their day-to-day stuff, and I'm going to share it with everybody.
Yeah,
and
for
here
sure,
we
man.
Are.
That's all we can do is use our voice, you know?
Right, you got it. Before we get into all the good stuff, why don't you go ahead and tell people who you are and how you came in the chair?
Yeah, so, actually, it's been a decade. So, September 2nd, it was Labor Day week. I just got out of work. I was working midnight shift, so working 12-hour shifts, 3 days a week on night shift at the U of M Hospital. I just got my dream job, you know, that I was praying for like, dude, I don't even know. I applied there like for 7 years straight.
Dude, U of M Hospital is a pretty, pretty good place to like work. That's big money right there. You're making decent money.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't about the money necessarily. It was just about the location and just being a hospital because I worked, you know, in nursing homes for like eight, nine years and. It's like, it's so bad at those places, man. They don't have no help.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah, I can imagine.
They got no help there. So, at U of M, dude, there's like 30,000 employees, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, but anyway, yeah, like, I'm up in the break room. My cousin, because she was working there, too, at the cardiovascular center, and she was working nights as well, so we got to... you know, hang out on our lunch breaks. So you know, I look at my schedule for the next couple weeks and I'm like, no way. I'm like, why would they give me 8 days off and put me on for 5 days straight? I'm like, that's kind of cool, you know? I'm like, I didn't even ask for it. And literally on that Wednesday morning, I got home and, you know, I slept for a little bit and then I went out on the lake. My parents live in Pinckney, Michigan, on the chain of lakes. You know, there's 8 different lakes and stuff, and we literally just moved there in like October 2012, and so then 2015 comes around, and yeah, I had this, you know, this full day of activities on the lake, man, and just, you know, I took the speedboat out, and then I went kayaking, and I went kayaking for like, I don't even know, 3-4 hours, you know.
Right.
And who wants to be on a kayak for 4 hours, honestly?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's, you know, two, three hours is just plenty enough for me.
Yeah, being on the water in general, you know.
Right.
So like, it was like, I don't know, like 2 o'clock is when I first went on the lake, and then we got back kayaking, and it was already like almost 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Because we were waiting for my cousin I work with, his friend, to get off work to take the pontoon boat out later. And it got to be too late, and we're like, okay, so we hooked the kayaks up to the pontoon boat, and we're going down, you know, we're about to accelerate, and both of them flipped over. So, like, so then we had to, you know, go real slow. So I'm like, screw it. Let me just go ride the kayak, you know what I mean? And have a beer or two, you know, have a nice little ride back home. And it took, like, seriously, an hour, and we were just, like, one lake away, so.
Dang.
So, yeah, we get back, and they both went into my house and stuff, and my mom was going to come out on the pontoon boat, but it got too late. And so I went to the garage, grabbed a 24-pack, my dad's Bud Light and shit, and I just went straight back to the pontoon boat and waited for them to come out there. And so, I mean, it was pitch dark, dude. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so, yeah, I mean, we went out there for about 45 minutes, and just one lake over from my parents. And they have like a huge, huge sandbar where everyone likes to, you know, anchor in during the summertime. And I think we drifted in maybe twice. And I know we drove back out a little bit, but we didn't go too far from shore, man. I was on the bow. We were playing beer pong for like, you know, half hour, 40 minutes. And I'm like, all right, I'm just going to take one last little dive in, and I'll just get wet. And bam, it was like I stood up for 5 seconds, and it was like the Titanic all over again, man.
Oh, dang.
Like, yeah, I it was like at the very end of the movie, you know, where they can't talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I yelled for help like twice, and then all of a sudden I just fell right over, and I'm like spinning in the water, you know.
Oh, gosh.
And so it was like, I don't know the exact time I was in the water, but luckily, you know, the boat was not too far away, and I'm sure they seen where I was when I fell, you know, because they would have been searching, you know.
Right.
And so they picked me right up out of the water, and I was, oh, man, I already knew, like, something, it was bad, you know what I mean? And I thought when they called, you know, 911, they were going to air flight me to the hospital, but no, they came in an ambulance.
Not
but, bad. Yeah, no, I was like, damn, this might be my first time in a helicopter or whatever.
Damn, you skipped out on that one. They were like, nope, not today.
No. So, yeah, that's it, man. And I was in the hospital for about 3 months and doing PT, you know, strong OT too, and I didn't really care for OT. I mean, my fingers weren't, you know, aren't too bad. I mean, I can't necessarily grip very well, but they didn't get all, like, bent out of shape, you know?
Right.
So, my fingers are okay, you know, I just, I mean, I can grab a, you know, a nice 12-ounce bottle of beer, you know.
Right.
But the cans are a little bit slipperier.
Oh, I can imagine. But,
yeah.
What's your biggest pet peeve about being in the chair?
Honestly, it's just repetitiveness, you know? Like, you can't really... I mean, you can definitely change, you know, what you're doing. But sometimes I feel like it's just repetitive all day, you know? But you just got to find something to do, you know? And I'm honestly thinking about just working here pretty soon, man. Like, trying to find something I like. It's been 10 years, obviously, so... But it's like, you know, I have a lot of sensation... So I can feel everything, you know. I move around a lot, fidget a lot, you know.
I mean, nowadays they got tons of jobs. You ain't even got to leave home. You can stay at home and do something. You know what I mean?
I know, but it's like I really want to just get out, you know.
I feel you. The only reason I'm able to still do my job is because that's part of what my job entails. Is I still gotta get on the phone and sell some advertising during the day, you know, whatever. But like. Once the phone part's done, then I actually get to go out in public and, you know, pick stuff up, drop stuff off. It makes it a little funner. Let me ask you this. What is something that you wish you could do that you can no longer do?
Well, I was a avid athlete, so pretty much, you know, just do my normal, you know, play with all my buddies and stuff for hockey, and then I always thought I was going to grow to my 70s and 80s and whack the golf ball about 100 times, you know.
Right.
But you know what I mean? But that's about it. I mean, I got a lot of accessories here that I look at every day. I got all these jerseys on my wall. I got 3 TVs, dude. Like during the weekends and stuff, I got 3 different games on, you know, for
I'm
football.
I'm with you about the golf, though, man. I used to play golf myself. I used to enjoy it. It used to be fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the worst of anything. Most people think it is, you know, but it's like you do bad for 5 holes and then you get a par and you're like, sweet. I'm happy I came. You know?
Or like me, it was just an excuse to go out and have a couple drinks and chill with the dudes. And by the time, you know, you got to the 10th hole, there ain't no way in hell you're winning that game. But
no,
you're just
man.
Happy that you're out. You know what I mean? You're like, I'm just going to see how far I can hit it. That was me anyway. I suck at golfing. I enjoy it, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's always a couple guys that aren't the best at it that you golf with, but they're just so happy to be out there, you know?
Right.
You know.
What about dating / married? How's that going for you?
Let's see. This year coming up in June, it'll be 7 years of marriage, man.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
Yeah. Man, I'm more blessed than you think, you know. It's like I got a house, I'm up here in Lansing, so in the center of Michigan, right on the west side of the city. So literally, we could get to the Capitol in about 5 minutes. And it's pretty cool downtown. I don't know if you've ever been downtown.
Oh yeah, but I've been there a few times.
I mean, I wish there was more high risers, you know, make it look a little bit bigger. And I wish there was something other than the lug nuts.
Yeah. Detroit's a bigger city.
I know. They got a game tonight. And I'm like, man, babe, this is why I wish we were like 20 minutes away from Detroit. You can just drop me off. And I'll go watch the game. You don't even got to come no more.
All right. Speaking of games and all that stuff, what do you do for hobbies? What's your hobbies?
Well, I'm sure you've heard of, like, people, you know, recreating all those, like, old video games and, like, putting them onto one hard drive, so you can have like 500 of them on one little hard drive.
Oh yeah.
Well, I went on Marketplace about a month ago, and it like popped up out of nowhere. It was all Michigan. It said Michigan Wolverines, and then on the bottom it had all the Detroit symbols. And I'm like, dang, what is this? So I looked into it. This guy in Detroit, he's been doing it for like 11 years. And so, like, I've been wanting to get, you know, like, Mortal Kombat, you know, all the retro games, you know, for arcade to put it in my house and stuff, you know?
Right.
And I come across this, and it's like...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Dude, you're going to change my life, man. You're going to be a life changer. Dude, sure enough, my routine before about a month ago, dude, was I lay in bed for about 16 hours. And then I would stand up at my bar that I'm at right now. I'm actually in my chair with the elevation like all the way up because my computer is way up, you know. So when I stand, I usually... You know, just show on my computer, do some things, you know.
Right.
Excel spreadsheets and stuff. I like to do stuff like that with numbers. So that's what I'm saying, man. Like, I should just work for, like, an accountant or something.
Hey, you never know. You might like it.
You know? Yeah, well, that's the thing is I never thought I would like numbers, to be honest. But it's like nowadays, it's like I smoke weed and I can... Bam! I can nail it every time. Like,
right.
It might take me like 5 seconds, but you know, I don't need a calculator necessarily all the time either. You know.
Right. let me ask you this question: What type of chair do you got?
Right now, I got the newest and greatest power chair. What's it called? What are some name brands?
Is it a Permobil?
No, not a Permobil.
Quickie?
I wish you'd tell me right on my thing, but
oh, your power bank? No, it doesn't.
No.
That's what's crazy about it.
It's not an Invocare either. It's really popular, man. But
it's got the elevation and all that stuff. Does it stand you up?
No, not this one.
You got a name for it?
No, I haven't named it yet, but it is kind of like a nice gold-ish yellow for Go Blue. So I don't know. That's a good point. I should probably name it.
Yeah, I think every good chair has got to have a name.
Yeah, what do you think would be good for yellow?
Oh, don't ask me, man. I suck at names. You know, it's funny, mine that I named Johnny Number 5 for the longest, but now that I'm getting ready, I think, to get a Permobil F5, I'm going to have to name that one Johnny Number 5, and this one's going to have to be named Johnny Number 3, because it's an F3. So,
okay.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just because I like that movie, man, that Short Circuit movie back in 1986. That was a good one. You ever see it? Yeah, that was a good one. About a robot that comes to life. He gets hit with electricity.
Oh, wow.
Yep. It's like an assault robot, so he's got, like, lasers and missiles and stuff on him. It's fun.
Yeah, yep. I'll check it out.
It's called Short Circuit.
Short Circuit.
Yep.
Where can you find that at? YouTube or?
Oh, shit. Good luck, man. I had to buy it. I bought it from the Microsoft store. But
okay.
It's on Prime, I'm sure. You can rent it from Prime.
Okay.
There's a one and a two, too. It's got a sequel.
Did you see the second one, too?
Oh, yeah. Yep, Los Locos, man. That's when he joins a Mexican gang called Los Locos.
Yeah.
And he's like, Los Locos, kick your ass. It's hilarious. It's fun.
Hey, I just seen today, actually, there's my wife actually sent it to me. There's a wheelchair basketball video game coming out, dude.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that nuts?
I wonder why it took them so long. They should have been coming out with that a long-ass time ago.
I know, man. What the hell were they thinking?
They call the ADA board on EA Sports, sons of bitches.
It's like, I don't think I've ever seen a Whirly Ball video game. Have you?
Nope. I don't even know what the hell that is, to be honest with you.
You're in a... almost like a little bumper car, you know, a little bit bigger. And you bump around these, you know, the court, try to get to the other side, you know, and you got to use a little racket.
Okay.
Where you scoop the ball in.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Boom, you got to throw it.
Yep, I've
Some seen people that. Are pretty good at it, but
right.
I was pretty bad at it.
Let me ask this question. Would you go back? And by that, I mean, if you can go back and change what happened to you that day, but you would have to live your life from that moment on without the knowledge that you currently have. Would you go with that life then, or would you stay where you're at?
Oh, man. I honestly, dude, since the day it happened, I'm very conservative, and I go by the books. I go by Jesus, you know, like he's my savior, man. And I know my cousin may have pulled me out of the water, but I did ask him one simple question, and this was this. And I said, do you want me to come back up and out of this water to preach your gospel? And, or do you want me to come to you now, is what I said. And all of a sudden, whoosh, it was like I got rebaptized, dude. And because, like, 2014, I was going to this church in Brighton called 242. And like, I was never into church, man. My parents went to church, you know, when they were younger and stuff. My mom was at a Catholic school, and my dad was Lutheran. But my dad's like, I am not going to, you know, any Catholic church, you know, whatsoever. So they ended up kind of like going into the middle, and they, you know, became Lutherans. And so, I mean, they brought me to church when I was young, you know, but then when I started playing hockey at age 7, all my practices and stuff were on Sundays. So,
all right,
I didn't go to church. Yeah, you know, until my 20s. And, yeah, sure enough, I got baptized 2014 in September, like a week. It'd be like almost like a week before my accident actually happened. So it was like the same month. And so, yeah, anyhow. But, you know, another crazy thing was my wife, her birthday's on the same day as my accident. So we actually go out and celebrate both of our my new birthday and her birthday. Well, we're never home. We always go somewhere, you know.
All right.
We go to a hotel or something and stay somewhere and do something crazy. You know what I mean?
For sure. Yeah, I call it my alive day. Because you have a birthday, then you have an alive day, which is the day that you could have died. But you're alive. Yay.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know. I think everybody has their ways to look at it, which, you know what I mean? I kind of feel like you do. I feel like the reason that I was saved was to give people hope and, like, maybe talk to people about, like, what we're doing. Just about stuff to give a broader reach, maybe a broader eye on. Being in a wheelchair, man, being paralyzed, this shit ain't for the weak. Or not even being paralyzed. Or like the last girl, Allie, we just talked to, you know, with her neuropathy. I forget what it's called. It's like DNE or neuropathy or something like that, where it's she's got, like, all kinds of stuff going on. But you never know. There's a lot of people going through a lot of stuff.
Oh yeah, that nerve pain is brutal, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a good way to look at it. Let's see. I got time for. Let's do two more questions for you. What was the thing that helped you the most from when you like got injured? Like that helped. Like when you're in the hospital and you're like, you know, kind of like getting used to everything, what kind of helped you the most kind of get used to your new life?
Honestly, it was the people that cared about me. You know, my dad, he was there at the hospital after work every single day. And eventually I didn't wait for him to come to me. I met him down at the cafeteria. We had Subway. We ate pizza. You know, we got to bond. You know, and honestly, like, growing up as a kid, I didn't like to be home, man. I was never home. I'd come home at 2 in the morning, or if I was home, I was in my room playing video games, you know. So it's like...
Nice.
My parents, they're still married, and I'm sure I'm the only reason, honestly, they are still together, because whenever they fight, I just tell them to grow up. And I like, all my life, man, they just fought, you know, and I'm like, I don't know how you guys are still together. But
some people, so, that's how they talk, man. I got a family that I call my mom, you know what I mean, and pops or whatever. It's like my hood mom, I call her. You know, they argue a lot, but at the end of the day, yeah, I'm sure they love each other, you know. But then again, the end, they don't want to call it quits and go do their own thing. I guess maybe now they've been in it for too long. Who knows? But some people, that's how they get along. I guess I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and then another thing that really helped me was just like certain people that came up to see me once in a while, you know, and it really made me, you know, realize, like, if I wasn't here, like, who would really care? You know, it's like,
right.
Life is a memory, dude. And life, like, I mean, honestly, I got a standing frame probably within a month or something, because this guy named Rocky in like Melbourne area, I think. He could only use his mouth, dude, to do anything. And he was playing Xbox. I went over there to see him. Went in his basement. They had an elevator to get down there and stuff. And I was like, wow. Like, he's worse off than I am. So, you know, you can't... You don't know what or where you're going to be in life. You know what I mean? So it's
right.
Like,
right. Well, that being said, it kind of rolls into my last question for you. If you had to give a piece of advice to a newly injured person, what would it be?
This is what I would say is, like, look at it as God wants you to do, you know, something different, you know, and... Honestly, the difference is going to make you a better person. And that's how I am, you know, like, I changed with an instant, you know, once I realized, like, everyone's life is a book, you know, you turn the page, you know, something's going to happen. You turn the page, something's going to happen, you know, and then you finally get through that chapter and then it's something else is going to happen in your life. You know what I mean? So it's like, my sister, for example, I've been married for like 5 years with the guy for 13 years. He basically paid for everything that she wanted. You know what I mean? And she didn't work once. And they just split up. And they're in their 40s, you know, and I'm getting up there. I'm 38. I just had a birthday on the 13th. So
happy late birthday.
Thanks, man. But yeah, I mean, it's like, you don't know what where your life's going to go. And when you want to think about where you're at because of what happened, it's for a reason, you know? And
right.
You know, we me and you, man, like, we're, you know, we're helping people out, you know, by reaching out, like you reaching out to me. Like, I could have been doing something different today, you know, but I feel like it was, like, today was meant to be, you know, so.
Right. It's a good way to look at it. Yeah.
It's a good way of looking at it, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, and then hopefully, like, our little interview that we did might help more and more people, hopefully. That's the goal.
Yeah. I mean, you can be sad and depressed, and you will have that feeling, but don't look at it as a bad thing. You know, like, for example, my wife's two cousins that are not even, you know, I think they're in their mid-40s. One is basically not going to be here much longer. She had, like, a cancer in her bladder or something. And then, yeah, so, I mean, you just don't know.
Right.
So.
Yep.
When your last day is, you know?
You heard it, folks. Live it out. Yeah. You got to don't take life for granted.
Amen, yeah. Brother.
Amen. All right, Josh, well, I'll tell you what. Hold on with me real quick. Everybody else, thanks for joining. Make sure to go check Josh out on his socials. We're going to put that on here later on this afternoon or evening. And then stick with us until next time. Next Wheelchair Wednesday. See ya.
Peace.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.